Disease applies. See ison.co.uk/terms.
If you're part of the emergency services, you're always there for others. Now it's time to invest in yourself at the Blue Light Show. Join colleagues from police, fire, ambulance, rescue and more at Olympia London on June the 18th and 19th. Experience hands-on learning, live demos and sessions on leadership, well-being and cross-service collaboration. It's free to attend and backed by London's emergency services. Register now at bluelight.show.
Radio X.
The Maccabees at All Points East with Bombay Bicycle Club, The Cribs and many more. Bank Holiday Sunday, August 24th, Victoria Park.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
The Maccabees.
Live in London. On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 4, the Prime Minister's being asked how he plans to pay for an extension of the free school meals programme in England. Some MPs are concerned the money will come from existing budgets. Sir Keir Starmer says the expansion is part of plans to tackle child poverty. Women taking weight loss jabs are being warned their contraception could become less effective. The medicines regulator is concerned people might not be using them safely. Suki Basra is from the National Pharmacy Association and says people need to get the right information from the right source.
If a woman is of childbearing age, I will talk to her about using extra contraception methods together with the oral contraceptive. We need to be looking at people that are getting access to these medications are getting them from reliable sources.
It's understood the latest search for Madeleine McCann will come to an end today. Police have been looking in areas of countryside close to where she went missing in Portugal 18 years ago. And after the UK had the warmest and sunniest spring on record, forecasters are warning it's going to take a drastic turn. The Met Office says heavy showers could bring almost as much rainfall in a few hours on Saturday as England had for the entirety of May.
Sport.
Liverpool's Andy Robertson admits it will feel strange to not have Trent Alexander-Arnold in the opposition fullback position next season. The right-back has moved to Real Madrid after opting not to sign a new contract at Anfield. England manager Serena Wiegmann insists her 23-player squad is more than good enough to defend their Women's Euros title. Millie Bright made herself unavailable yesterday, while Mary Earps and Fran Kirby recently retired from international football. And England opening batter Phil Salt will miss the T20 cricket series with the West Indies following the birth of his child. He's been given paternity leave, ruling him out of the three matches, the first of which is in Durham tomorrow. Surrey's Jamie Smith has replaced him in the group.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some showers overnight for much of the UK with a low of 4 degrees. Rain clearing eastwards tomorrow morning with a mixture of sunshine and showers in the afternoon. A high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sunita Templeton. Also, thanks to Izzy. A lovely text he's had in from Nomis in Hampton Little. Lizzie, great show.
Oh.
Lizzie?
Yeah, yes, as it happens, I can make that tea time. Looking forward to playing with you.
What?
She's arranging golf on Radio X Time. I tell you, I know one of our listeners will approve of that. Loving Kasabian. What a tune, says Yvonne in Bishop Stortford. And also, I love this song. Can't wait to see Kasabian live at Tramlines next month. I'm hoping they do play this spectacular song. Oh, they will. Thank you for playing it, Izzy. That's from Stacey. And Izzy, just wanted to say, for wet, miserable birthday, stuck on the M25, you have made me feel much better. And that's from Brian. Izzy, you're out there doing it. Thank you so much. It's Thursday, June the 5th. I'm Johnny Vaughan. It's 4 minutes past 4 o'clock. Welcome to another edition of the 4 till 7 thing. Exclusive to Radio X. Exclusive to Radio X. What are we, Sunta?
Exclusive to to Radio X.
John, when you say it, it just has more authority.
It sounds more exclusive.
It does. It sounds much more exclusive. You said it again.
Exclusive to Radio X.
Thank you so much. Gav, do you want to try it?
Exclusive with Radio X.
No, but that just, that lost it then. That sounded like it's probably available at all fine department stores. Harry's here, Vinny's here. Most importantly, you're here. Here's what's happening for our Thursday. Let's start the weekend classic. We've got an inspirational helmet. Yeah. Oh. We've got an inspirational dirty great helmet providing some hairy shenanigans. Okay. That's how we're kicking off. Yep. Also, we've got a cunning cockatoo making up a threesome of birds.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a cunning cockatoo making up a threesome of bad birds.
Nice.
And the woodman. It gets worse. The woodman has a musician from Seattle providing a smooth candlelit transition in his erotic slot. You haven't really told me much about this, Kev. I'm a bit mystified.
No, I think you'll like it.
But could I say, right at the top, I can't believe you forgave me so readily for eating that last caramel friend.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
Because I know there was one left from the breakfast show.
I did have my eye on
and
it.
And you did
No, don't worry.
You went off to go and wash your hands.
Yeah.
I ate it.
Yeah.
And the woodman is incredibly forgiving. And it's a weight off my mind because he can sulk for... I thought it was going to take us through to Friday.
Nah, it's no big
even
deal.
The kickabout on a Saturday between 11 and 1. Anyway, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, be like the woodman. Relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here. It's time to...
Start! Your engine!
John Prime's 427 fan.
Radio X.
Gold. John Squire, he's proper, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty proper. I was watching that documentary again, Gav, about Jeff Beck.
You're obsessed with that documentary.
Because he's just like Spinal Tap. But in there, Slash comes out, this brilliant quote. They've just seen him do the most fantastic solo, and Slash is one of the people they're interviewing, along with Eric Clapton, Dave Gilmour, and Jimmy Page, who all love this guy, presumably because he's no threat and hasn't had their commercial success. It's like comedians, isn't it? They always love a comedian who's not that big.
Yeah, stays underground.
Just because he's mad and a little bit out there, so he doesn't quite make it big. Anyway, do you know how he described playing the guitar, Slash? I love this. This is the best quote I've ever. I once heard while watching basketball in an American hotel. I was watching basketball and the commentator simplified the most beautiful bit of play I've seen Michael Jordan ever do.
Right.
He summed it by going, "At the end of the day, Bob, it's just a 90-foot hunk of wood." To sum up the game of basketball, which is fantastic. But Slash said, he goes, Slash is sitting there, he's just being all rock and roll. Yeah. He goes, we just watched Jeff Beck do this thing. Do you know what he said? It's just about two hands and a piece of wood and what you can do with it. And that's how he summed up playing guitar.
Wow.
When you look at it, Gav also likes...
That works for batsmen in cricket
It does. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, 4 till 7 thing. That was Fool's Gold, featuring the dazzling skills of John Squire. But at the end of the day, it's just two hands and a piece of wood and what you can do with it, Same with Joseph, the carpenter.
Sure.
Yeah, that goes right back to the Bible.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, a weird thing happened to me.
What?
I saw a bike that had crashed, right? But it was by the side of the road. But with the bike, the guy's helmet was still there.
A bicycle or a motorbike?
A motorbike.
Oh, right, yeah, go on.
And it's weird because I've seen more and more of these, but this really made me think about it because I was looking at it there.
Yeah.
Those furry crash helmets, have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
And more people around London are having these furry crash helmets.
Well, furry inside or outside?
Outside.
Yeah, they look like sort of cartoon characters.
So they've got weird, like, long hair and stuff.
No.
Which, they have all, like, Mohicans. And I was wondering, or it's like a wild animal, like a sort of Tasmanian devil. But I was thinking, what hairstyle
would my
helmet be?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And I came to the conclusion I'd have, like, an Elvis quiff. No, like a great big helmet.
Sure.
With, like, a big quiff and, like, huge burners coming down it. Make this sort of super augmented... It was like a mascot of football.
Yeah.
What are you going for, Gav?
I'm going for Dave Hill from Slade.
Oh, that's fantastic.
With the high fringe and the long sides.
That's great.
That's what I prefer to have on my helmet.
Really, 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 really good. I think dreads would look quite
Dreads
good.
Would look fantastic. Oh no, Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
A blonde helmet with spiky quiff.
With spiky quiff. Or just one cut in like a sort of Suggs. Flat top. You know, like a weird flat top. What are you going for, Sirs? What are you thinking?
Princess Leia cinema rolls?
Yes.
That is genius.
Yes.
That, clap it in.
Thank you.
See, when you come out to play, yeah? Yeah, how about that?
You could do Velma as well, Slums.
Yes.
Yeah, I've already got that hair, though.
That's true.
Would you just have it exactly the same as your real hair?
Red bob.
You take your helmet off and your hair is exactly the same. And same glasses. 83936, what's your helmet hair? This is Samba. You wanted better. You were sick of all the holes in your sweater. damn catchy. It's crazy. You got to check yourself sometimes. Because once you've heard that, that earworm's like a... Like a... Earworm.
Mm-hmm.
427 thing on Radio X. Lovely to have you on board. Like I said, I keep seeing more of these crash helmets with hairstyles on.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big in South London. Just wondering what hairstyle you would possibly get. Someone says it's like a Donald Trump... Helmet, which I absolutely love.
A side part.
That's so good. What have you seen? Suits.
Craig Hunter in Glasgow says one word: skullet.
Okay.
Which
yes.
is, of course, when you're completely bald, but then you have just it long at the back.
Which was a real biker look anyway.
Right.
It was.
That's
classic. Yeah.
What are you going to go for?
Andy in Wrexham says Barry Venison's got to be Tej.
Yes.
And Katie says, what about Marge Simpson?
Yeah, a massive Marge Simpson. She's fantastic. Yeah. Someone else going for the flock of seagulls. Classic. And here's a really good one. This is Dan in Devon. He gave the Bobby Charlton like a comb over. but that'd be really good, especially if it really whipped up in the breeze.
Yeah, and flapped in the wind.
Yeah, like Earn McCracken from Kingpin.
Yeah.
We've got more of these coming up, but keep them coming in. 83936. They are genius.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
Your chance to win a daily prize throughout the week, not just on Friday. With William Hill Vegas's bonus drop boost, every disc gets you closer to unlocking a Friday boost. Play 3 days and your Friday prize is doubled. Play 6 to triple it. So, are you ready to drop your disc? It's free to play. William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with GroupSave. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with GroupSave. Nothing beats being there. GroupSave is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bearside crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July. Subject to availability. Details apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Happy Thursday, Chris Moyles here. Tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show, it's the Friday show. So we're always very happy. We've got the Platinum Hour to do. It's a cracker, by the way. You're going to love it. And we'll play day 5 of the £25,000 box game. Will somebody win £25,000 on our show? Be listening tomorrow morning to find out.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Well, how's your view of things today? God, young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around and trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. And she's down by the river. It's time to consider that maybe it's a sinner. Wash away your sins, wash away your sins, wash away your sins, wash away your sins, wash away your sins. I only once upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed to change. I know his life's the same again. I him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, and she's down by the river. It's time to consider that baby is a sinner. There's a girl, there's a girl.
I love imitating guitars.
Yeah.
Especially when I go, bow, bow.
You have
bow,
to go bow, down, 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 down. Don't you?
Yeah, why do people go,
I have no idea.
Down, down, down.
It always, the first note's always a D, and then the rest of them are all N's.
But when people are doing funk, they add a Y, a W.
Wow, wow,
wow. I think it's the shadow's fault.
I think
because it's so twangy.
If I'm doing rhythm, I do the down now now.
Yeah.
Down now now.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing if on a lead? It's much more
starting with a W.
It's a W, yeah, definitely.
And if it's a metal rhythm, you start with a junk 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 junk.
Yeah.
It's always a CH.
And then and then okay, ladies and gentlemen, enough of that. You don't want that at all. Mm. 6-year-olds.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at your helmet hair, which is a lot of bikers complain about helmet hair.
They do, yeah.
That's why they didn't like helmet laws. They prefer to let it go in the wind than the compressed helmet hair.
It's like really extreme hat hair, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very extreme hat hair.
Yeah.
But we're looking at your helmet hair. What would you choose? There's these new helmet hairy helmets I see kicking around the gaff. Mm. Gaz of Dereham, he'd have the Rachel cut.
Perfect. Love that.
I think that's genius. Everyone. Do you know what I'd go for? Diana.
Would you? Yes.
Yeah, I'd have a Diana. Yeah. And I just, at traffic lights, if people were getting there at me, I'd just look under my fringe. Mm.
Yeah. You know? One eye with the fringe.
Yeah, that one eye with that fringe like she did with Bashir.
Calm everyone down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to calm everyone down.
Yeah.
Something we already know would go for exactly whatever hair she actually had under the helmet, just to freak people out, just a bigger version. Like a Russian doll, but with a nut. Yeah, exactly like that, yeah. What have you seen, Suns?
John in Newhall says, hi, Johnny. Helmet hair would have to be Doc Brown off of Back to the Future.
That's
genius.
White,
wild and wacky.
Hey, there's another one you could have, though, the Einstein.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic, especially on the visor you had the tash.
Brilliant.
Did he have a tash? Do you know what I'm getting muddled with? I keep getting Einstein confused with Des Lynam. They're so similar.
Can you have a tash on a foot? Yeah, you could on a full face helmet.
No, you definitely get the tash. You've got to have the tash on there. Yeah. Oh, you could have Rushy.
Could you have like a John McCririck?
He did have a tash. You're fine.
He did have
a
thank God for that.
Could you have a full John McCririck? With the sideburns.
Oh, that's really... Well, a McCurrick helmet. That's genius. My helmet hair would be Bowie in Labyrinth.
Ooh.
Lot of wind resistance.
So that was big hair.
That's Simon in Littlehampton. Always thinking about the wind, isn't he?
Yeah.
Golf man.
Yeah, he's gone.
Someone else would go for Hitler.
Yeah.
No, well, you'd have the little moustache on the front of the...
You could, yeah.
It would make you very popular on the
No, wouldn't it? That moustache has kind of gone out of style, as in...
You'd be sort of parking where you weren't supposed to be parking all the time, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As indeed is the name Adolf. That's been very unfashionable since...
Not popular, no.
1945.
Sure.
What have you got there? Suns, again.
Dan in Nebworth says it'd have to be a Paul Weller-style mod feather cut.
Oh,
you
man.
You would need to be riding a Vespa or a Lambretta, though.
Yeah, do you know what? I just saw a most amazing... what I thought was a Lambretta outside in the street, right?
Yeah.
I just saw it. Turns out it's not. It's a thing called... a Scomadi.
And what is that?
I don't know.
Version, I bet.
But it was beautiful, and I saw it, and I want one.
Wow.
If you know about Scomadi, and you can get me one, or you work at Scomadi, it looked like a brand new Lambretta.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it, Gav.
Wow.
Said I can't believe it.
I'm just looking
unbelievable.
At the
I just can't believe it. Right, nothing can beat Brian May's hair.
It's very helmet-friendly, isn't
Imagine
it?
Imagine it blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Brian, and also, if your passenger had Anita Dodson helmet.
Oh, man.
So the two of you were like the golden couple
like
of rock.
A singularity.
Yeah. It is like a... It is, Gav. It's just like a singularity. Well, you're saying that both those hairstyles can't exist in the same
they
time?
They would collapse within each other.
In the same...
Yeah.
In the same time and space.
Yeah.
Someone else saying they'd go full Boris.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, also, how about Lionel Richie's afro from the Commodores era?
That was an impeccable afro.
Or a whole biker gang like the Jacksons.
Oh,
wow.
And there's five of you.
Yeah.
All different sizes with your helmets. Paul in Volton's got a stroke of genius, yeah? Because it's one of my favourite haircuts all time.
Of all time.
A Phil Oakey.
That's just genius.
Oh, man.
Just long down one side of the face.
Oh, beautiful. Just really fantastic. Bad on a bike.
Yeah, really
it's
bad.
It's just down there. Cap, can I just say, I'm still amazed that you've forgiven me about... Before the show, there was one caramel Freddo on the desk that Gav and I...
Which I had reserved, let's be fair. I did say that's mine, that one, before I went off to get that drink, yeah.
No, I mean,
I'm sort of over it, but I was a little bit annoyed. I'm not going to.
I've got this feeling your revenge is still there. I don't think you've forgotten it.
This ain't over.
Are we in a this ain't over situation?
No,
we are, aren't we?
No, it's okay.
No, because I know you're not catching my eye quite. I've just got a sneaky feeling that this ain't over.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test known as why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right.
I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
If I say
what do you
I
mean it's a dish best served cold?
But, well, I'm just
what,
saying.
What, a Freddo?
I just, if I've said that's my bit of chocolate, then just, you know. Just...
Mike's no, 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 but it's a dish best served cold. You're talking about revenge.
Dice. Well, not really.
Dice.
You know, it's just,
dice.
Sorry, 4-7 thing on Radio show, X. Yeah, yeah. The situation here is that Gav thinks I ate his caramel Freddo that was left on the desk, which is... I arguably
you
did.
You smelled of Freddo just after I got back.
I know, but Gav, all I don't want this to... What I don't like is this feeling that there is revenge lingering. No, is that something is waiting in the wings?
No.
No, no. Well, no. I'm just saying, you've got that look about you, and I know that look. I've known you since we were kids. And I know when you've got something, when you've hatched a plan.
Yeah.
A cunning plan. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, doubtless we will find out before the show has ended. But at the moment, keep sending your wonderful helmet hairs in.
Yeah.
Dean in Folkestone said he'd like a full Don King hair.
Wow.
That's a great choice.
What a helmet.
Loads of Brian May. We've done that. Someone else saying Dog the Bounty Hunter, which I like immensely. And, of course, a few Terry Nupkins, just long at the side with quite a pink middle bit on the helmet. I like that immensely. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, keep those coming in, 83936. But Gav has a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers. Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one. Where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets, and at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with Group Save. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with Group Save. Nothing beats being there. Group Save is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
Barclays ready-made investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays where do I begin investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
It was day four of the £25,000 box, and we spoke to a caller called John Rock.
You're joking me.
No, that's his actual name. And he thought the Radio X artist to win the money was...
I think the artist is Stereophonics.
They say you can't stop the rock, but we did, because he was wrong. The £25,000 box game returns tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyle Show.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range. Radio X.
face down.
Radio X, I'm Johnny Vaughan. Thank you so much for rolling with us. It's Thursday, June the 5th. That's it. Most of you take Fridays off, so that's it, really. Do you know what I mean? Weekend! To give you weekend vibes, Gav, who's in a strange mood, has got a hero.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's up to. He's been listening to a lot and chuckling to himself. Gav, what you got?
I've got the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Kenneth Gorlick. He was born today.
Never heard of him.
He was born today in 1956. He is a composer, producer, and musician. He was born in Seattle, Washington. He grew up there, went to school there, and at 10 years old, he took up the saxophone.
No, we don't have saxophone on here. You know we don't.
By 17 years old in 1973.
I know what you've done.
He was playing in the horn section.
Barrett,
just take your medicine. Love Unlimited.
This is Kenny G, isn't it? You've done Kenny G.
Anyway, he was in Barry White's band first.
Oh, you are pathetic.
You can't hear him. He's just in there somewhere.
You are absolutely pathetic. Is this because I nicked the last Freddo? So you're doing Kenny G?
Maybe. Into the 80s, he went solo. He signed a deal with Arista. Clive Davis loved his version of an ABBA tune, signed him up. He dropped most of his surname and relaunched himself
as
the new king of smooth jazz, Kenny G. Do you know why he chose that name?
Because it annoys me.
No, he just said it had a nice ring to it. He spent the next few...
Can I just say, you've picked, as well you know, my least favourite all-time musician.
So to uncover your ears...
No. Anytime you see it, it's just like really bad sort of soft porn.
Well, he spent the next few decades dominating the smooth jazz scene with unforgettable songs like Songbird.
Oh, no, don't, Gav, it's just awful.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
No, please, Gavin.
Take your medicine.
Don't, Gavin. Shall I just say, listeners, the reason he's doing this is because I nicked the caramel Freddo. I knew you'd change it.
It was my
as well.
Chocolate. Who else? Who can forget forever?
This is shocking.
Who can forget forever in love?
Oh baby, how can I be cool when you make me so hot? Oh yeah, right there, baby.
And of course, the classic, Sentimental.
Oh Christ, it's just awful, isn't it? It's awful. It's
awful. I want to join you and take my head.
It's like music.
You like that, don't you?
It's like music for prisoners condemned to death.
Have that. And think about his hair while you're listening.
I know, it's a hair sax combination. No one's even dared suggest a Kenny G helmet. Because that's exactly what Kenny G is.
Happy birthday, Kenneth Gorlick.
Gav, that is one of the cruelest things you've done.
You never touch another man's Freddo.
I'm not going to salute him, and I'm not saluting him. It's not clever. I hate it. It actually, do you know what, Gav?
I've annoyed myself hearing it.
You've left me actually
so annoyed.
I actually find it physically depressing.
I'm flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze shifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
I go fall out in the sun. You know what I mean, so you know. Butterflies are all having fun. You know what I mean. She's got a pretty ass, but it tastes good.
I'm not feeling good at all, actually.
That's traumatised you.
No, actually,
it?
But what the good news is, it's reminded me of something else I don't want in my life anymore.
What's that? Yeah.
Well, I was reading about Andy Murray and Djokovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Joker.
Mm.
And they've parted ways.
Right.
With him as his coach.
Oh, Djokovic was coaching Murray or the other way around?
The other way around.
Okay.
No, no.
Who knows?
Murray's retired. I mean,
yeah.
He might be teaching. I'd be more interesting. But anyway. Yeah, Djokovic is giving him social skills. So that's what they're getting off each other. But they're both about the least charm.
Right, yeah.
Honestly,
I was going to say, yeah.
Tennis players. Not particularly. I mean, the reason everyone goes about Federer is the only one who's ever had any charm.
Yeah.
The others are awful.
You're right.
I mean, really, Boris.
Nadal's all right. Nadal's quite fun. He's okay.
No, he's not, though.
No, he's not.
Right. He's always picking his shorts out of his bum
crack.
Well,
that's true, but, you know.
Anyway, the point is... No, Henman's great. He's the best.
They are generally quite self-centered.
Anyway, the point is that they're going separate ways. And what it made me think is that there's such a fine line in tennis between sacking a coach and just saying to someone, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Who's like your mate you go to sport with. It's just two of them. It's not like it's a whole team and a manager.
Yeah.
It's just one guy.
Yeah.
You sit with him on a plane.
Yeah.
And then one plane journey goes, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like splitting up with a friend.
It is. It's like a breakup.
Like that Seinfeld episode when he says, I can't be friends with you anymore. He says, that's pretty good. So I was thinking, I might have to do the same with Big Man Alex. Who I sit with at Chelsea.
At Chelsea, yeah.
I can't do it any longer.
Why?
Because it's too much. I was sick in a cab. I've never done that in my life. He's Scottish.
As a grown adult,
I know. He's Scottish. He does things like buys a bottle of scotch and leaves it behind the bar for when we come back.
That's crazy.
You know?
That's too much at the football.
God, Johnny, it's Lafroy, it's the stuff, Johnny.
It's a lovely drink.
Which he got because I wasn't feeling well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's any excuse, though,
isn't
it?
No, it's just every Saturday. It's now every home game. It's such a commitment. Mm-hmm. And then I find out, Johnny, he's done as well.
What?
There's me just doing... He's bought a season ticket at Fulham.
What?
Yes, so he can go, like, he's always got a home game to go to. Because he loves it. He loves a rough fitba. I go, well, who do you support? He goes, neither of them. I like Rangers. I'm Glasgow Rangers, Johnny.
He just wants to go to the football.
It's a right laugh.
Right.
Fibber.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I might have to... Anyway, 83936. This is for the kickabout on Saturday.
Yeah.
I want to know who you're thinking you go to sport with or watch sport with on television, who you enjoy sports with, who you might have to now end... that relationship.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe they always talk about something else while you're trying to watch the game.
Yeah, no, because that's me.
Yeah, go on.
But I'm just saying, who is it? That's it.
Mm.
You've got to blow the whistle.
Mm.
Call time. Terminate. That's it. It's all over.
Yes.
In that particular, what I call sport mate. It's a sport mate. You've got to make an ex mate because that's it. It's done.
Yeah.
83936. Tell us who they are and particularly what is their annoying thing they do during sport, which means that's it. It's over. Sunza's got the news next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
At Morrisons, there's limited time left to collect your free Pyrex containers. Don't miss out on the little ones, perfect for leftover stir-fry, or the big ones for batch cook spag bol. Whatever works for you. Redeem your More Card stamps by Sunday 22nd of June to claim your free Pyrex containers.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
More Card app required, 18 plus, excludes online and Morrisons daily T's and C's apply. See online for details.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpix. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
We're a nation mad about pets.
We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5. In the last hour, two teenagers have been sentenced for killing an 80-year-old man in a park in Leicester. Bim Coley was attacked while he was walking his dog last September. His daughter Susan says she still can't understand why the attack happened.
Children of that age attacking an old age pensioner. You can see from his physique that he's a very gentle, frail man. What was going through their heads?
A 15-year-old boy.